I was tired, but I had to be realistic. I couldn't wait there forever. I set off. I thought I knew Claryville pretty well, but I wasn't sure where I was. Nothing looked familiar. Had we landed outside a different town by mistake? Finally, I saw a man walking by the side of the road. He was dressed in silver pants with a matching shirt and boots. His hair was green. He looked pretty odd. "Excuse me, sir," I said. "I'm looking for the way to downtown Claryville." "It's straight down this road," he said, "but it's pretty far. Why don't you ask that policewoman to give you a ride?" He pointed to a person in the distance. I thanked him and kept on walking. But as I got closer to her, I became even more confused. I could tell she was a policewoman by her hat and badge, but something about her uniform was different. "Excuse me, ma'am," I said. "I'm trying to get to Mission Control headquarters. My spaceship landed in a field. I need help." The policewoman gave me an odd look, but she waved me into the back of her car. "Sure," she said, "wherever you want to go." Her car was nothing like the Claryville police cars I knew, but I did recognize the Claryville Police Department sticker on the door. I didn't have time to think about it. I had to get help. "Thanks so much," I said, sinking into the back seat and buckling the seatbelt. "I appreciate it." Then we were off. "Don't worry, Commander Assad," I thought. "Help will be on its way soon."